Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Here's football legend Jamie Redknapp for new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins footwear.
Imagine playing football against no defence or goalkeeper. How easy would that be? That's what it's like putting on my new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins. There's nothing stopping my foot from just going in. I just step in and I'm done, with no bending down to touch my shoes. So how do Skechers Slip-ins work? It's like they have an invisible built-in shoehorn, so my foot slides into place. Then the heel pillow technology keeps my foot comfy and secure.
Find Skechers Slip-ins at a Skechers store or Skechers.co.uk.
This episode of the Long Run Podcast is sponsored by Skechers.
Best thing ever. I just played the wrong intro. What a hero.
I don't think it matters, mate. I liked it.
You know what? If that's your first time ever tuning in here and you've never been along to Bite Size, that's the Bite Size intro.
Oh, is it?
That's the Bite Size.
It shows how much attention I pay, mate.
So what that shows, Wilco, is that you don't listen to Bite Size, which...
No. Busy Mondays, mate. Yoga
yeah,
Mondays.
He's influencing. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the biggest ever running podcast in the globe, galaxy, you name it. We're bigger than it. You heard it here first. The award-winning podcast, this is, believe it or not. And we're going to be taking you on a journey over the next 60 minutes. This could be the most intriguing journey of your life if you've got a long run this weekend. I've seen all your posts in the Facebook group freaking out about these big miles you've got to run. And it's all relative, people. We're talking about half marathons and marathons today before you start emailing and going, they only talk about the marathon. Right, so we're going to be talking about half marathons. We're talking about long runs in general. I have got, and you get ready for this, I have actually prepared for this show. This is the first show in over 200 episodes that I've actually prepared for. Okay, I have got 10 tips. Can you believe it, Wilco? 10 tips for these people that we are going to be discussing, because some of you may be in that part of your marathon or half marathon training where you're having to run some big miles, all right? So we're going to come on to that. Now, I've got a crack team of assassins with me again this week. I've got lastminute.com. Marissa's over there helping out.
Hi.
Who actually fell over today. Do you want to tell the viewers?
I was in a field. We were walking through a field, climbed over a gate, and I stacked it. I caught my shoelace and ended up flat on my back, covered in mud.
Yeah, but are you okay?
I'm absolutely fine because I bounce, so I'm fine.
There you go. We got Wilco with us. The very smartly looking with his... clever looking, that's what I was with his glasses on. His bins
it's
on.
All it's a very... facade, mate. Don't believe it.
And then we have got the smallest man in Surrey who is causing the M25 to close this weekend because his pool is being extended. If you are in Surrey, They have closed this weekend five junctions on the M25 to make Hayden's Pool bigger. I kid you. Wilco, is the M25 closed this weekend?
So I've heard, mate. Yeah.
Exactly. In Surrey, to do a massive diversion around his pool, which is surprising because he actually can only go in a paddling pool because he's so small. Anyway, Hayden's here. Yeah, look, he's nodding as he agrees. I've got to give a shout out to Skechers, skechers.co.uk. Thank you very much for sponsoring this show. If you are watching live, get in those comments as I've seen you all starting to load us up. Questions, comments, talk about Hayden's extension, whatever you want to talk about, get in there. Say, we're going to be coming on to the long run in just a bit. We also want to give you 10% off a Start Fitness. Use the code 40runs. You're welcome, by the way. Where you can pick up loads of cheap shoes and get free socks, because we like the guys there. And also, big news. Wilco, do you want some big news?
I'd love some big news, Chris.
Next week, we've got Monica on. So if you are, after this weekend's long run, broken, tune in next week, because she's going to fix you. So if you go out there, you've got runner's knee, shin splints. I don't know, your big toes hurting. Next week, Monica, the osteo, the world-famous osteo, is on. And she's going to be here to answer your questions. We want you to get in on this one live and light her up like a Christmas tree, even though it's March. I want you to stream all your questions to her next week. So live, 7 o'clock next week, we've got Monica, the osteo, on, asking all about your aches and pains after you've done this long run that we're going to give you some advice on. Okay, right. That's the admin done. And I think, I've got a question for you. So tomorrow in Surrey, but you can't go there because Hayden's closed the M25. There is a big graduation, isn't there, taking place, Marissa?
There is, yeah. Our Couch to 5K. Surrey Couch to 5K at Bushy.
So if you're not affected by Hayden's extension, get along to Bushy Park Run, because they've got a Couch to 5K graduation going on at Bushy Park Run. Now, how has that been for you, Marissa? Obviously, Hayden, you've been involved, but we'll start with Marissa. In terms of starting that, bring those runners on and that journey, what's that been like for you?
Oh, I love it. I just love it. I just think we've got some runners that are coming back from injury, some that haven't run for a long time, but we've got several that have never run ever before. And to watch them progress, and they're going to smash their 5K tomorrow. I'm really excited, really excited.
I bet you're excited. What's that been like for you?
I love it.
Yeah, it's been really good. Actually, as Marissa just alluded to, some of the people have come along. So a lot of people think Couch to 5K is purely for people that have never run before, think they can't run, and they want to try and get to 5K. It isn't that as well. Couch to 5K is for people that are currently on the couch. So if you've been off of a long injury, or you haven't done fitness for a long time, you might have done a marathon before. I think one of our ladies has actually done a marathon before, but she hasn't run for a long time, lost all her confidence, and to come along, thought, this is what I need, bit of motivation, get me out. Yeah, she's there, and tomorrow I'm pretty sure they're all graduating, they'll all get it done. It's an absolute fantastic feeling for us as coaches, as well as them people as well.
Okay, if you are listening to this and you have been injured, or you've been out of the game for a while and you want to pick up running again, what's that bit of advice you would give to somebody other than starting a Couch to 5K program with the 40 Runs team? What's that sort of bit of advice that you would give them, Hayden?
Yeah, I think it's because a lot of people have been out for a long time, is having that confidence, knowing the right time to get back on the horse sort of thing, and having that confidence and being with other people. That has got to be the way forward, I think. And a Couch to 5K class will give you that, whether that's with 40 runs, whether that's with whoever. It's just that opportunity to get out of another group and sort of start from the beginning, start from scratch. You might only want to go up to week 4 or 5 and think, that's it now, I've got my confidence, I can go on my own. Or you might want to start at week 5 or 6. But if you go and get a few sessions with other people, get that confidence back in you, get that smile, and you'll be running all sorts of distance.
Wilco, did you do Couch to 5K?
No, I didn't really, but I just sort of like went off and did my own thing, just ran around the park, which has now got a park run, and I'll soon be doing my 100th, and I'll be going back there to do my
park run. Oh, when's that?
Well, I've got a few to go yet, so it's going to be in the summer sometime, perhaps in the beginning of August.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good chat.
I'm looking forward to that.
It ain't going to be Barclay Park Run we're doing it at, though, is
it? No,
it
isn't. No, we're going, we'll be in
London. I may kill you if you do that.
No, I wouldn't do that to you, mate. I know you don't like it. Thank you, mate. Well, just to add to this as well, that getting out, I think this is a great time to do it as well, because we're 2 weeks away from the clocks going forward. So then we're going to get lighter evenings and things like that. The weather, touch wood, it's going to finally improve and it's going to stop raining. This is a, so you've got 2 weeks to sort of like think about it and psych yourself up perhaps for, you know, getting to April, spring's really going to hit, and then you can sort of hit the ground running by preparing yourself.
With this sort of session we've just done now, it's over 9 weeks, Couch to 5K. I won't forget it, Marissa and I, that very first week, it was that first week in January, and honestly, it was the coldest night ever. And everyone turned up, and I remember Santa the first night, to actually get out and get there in that weather. Honestly, I think that's as big as achievement as doing the 5K, because that was bloody cold.
It was so cold.
I've got a question. So Wilco was talking about it. How much difference does it make to you as runners when the clocks change and you're able to take advantage of the lighter conditions and hopefully the better weather? How much does that lift you? Does that improve your running? How does that impact you, Marissa?
I just love it when it gets a bit lighter. You can see where you're going. You aren't falling in potholes or tripping over curbs. It's just so much better. And when the weather improves as well, it's just nicer. I'm so sick of rain. I'm sick of rain.
Wilco?
Yeah, I really look forward to it because I'm not great in the mornings. And also, if I do train in the mornings, I'm sort of like, in many ways, it gets affected by, right, I've got to get into work because I've got to get in time. I've got to do this. I've got to do that. Whereas I quite like the idea of, you know, finish at 5 o'clock, bang, computer's down, I'm out the door, you know, within 10 or 15 minutes. And, you know, on a light night, you can still do sort of like 8 or 9 miles a bit later in the year and I find myself much more suited to running after work than before. So, yeah, it's a godsend for me.
About you, Hayden?
Yeah, exactly the same. I work all day, so the option for me to run mornings or sort of like early afternoons or lunch breaks, it just isn't an option for me Monday to Friday. So getting home and having that light and getting out in the light is just so crucial. But, you know, one of the things that I really dislike about running at nights is the amount of, I've said it before, the amount of kit and clobber you got to put on. You can spend 15 minutes getting woolly hats on, getting lights on, getting reflectors on, putting jackets on. You just want to get out there and run. And them lighter evenings, it's almost like T-shirts, shorts, trainers, let's just go get this cracked out. That saves time.
But you're in a privileged position versus us lot because you're able to buy kids' clothes. It's a lot cheaper. If you're watching this live, get involved in the comments. We want to hear. I've already seen some questions, some comments about 36-kilometer runs and all this sort of stuff that's been failed. So light us up. You've got any questions about long runs? Or you've got any tips about long runs, then make sure you get that in. There was Lindsay, Monica's on next week. So come back. Lindsay Cade, please can you give me some advice on running with Isaac? She's on next week. She's not on tonight. So come on next week. Monica, the osteo, is going to fix you all, basically.
No pressure.
No pressure. I know she better not be listening. I'll be right in trouble. I'll go along there this week. She'll stick those needles in my eyes. Which won't be nice. Okay, right. Next thing. Look at them. You all look really nervous. When I sort of move through these things, you all do look rather nervous. Why is that, Wilco?
I'm not nervous, mate. You know, it's the highlight of my week being on. I don't mind.
I'm just ready for next insult.
What do you mean next insult? Marissa, have I insulted
you? I'm just looking forward to the next insult.
Thank you, mate.
Okay.
It's all right.
I've got a question, and it follows on from that, what we were just talking about. Do you change your running shoes and forget your kit, but do you actually change the shoes that you're wearing as we go into these different months, Marissa?
No.
No?
I just wear whatever
ones. Why did you look at me like that's just like the most random question I've ever asked you?
I'm probably... No, I just change my shoes as to the weather conditions.
Okay.
So if it's raining, I do not wear my new white shoes. That's it.
So you don't think, oh, it's a bit warm, I'm going to get a lighter pair of shoes, I'm going to be doing some different stuff, and or I've got like a heavy tread shoe because it's winter and, you know, waterproof and all that too. Straight up. Okay. Hayden?
The only difference I will ever change will probably be the fact if the conditions are a lot wetter and if there's any sort of grass or any trail sort of involved, I'll put on some form of trail shoe. But apart from that, no, not really. To be fair, I would have stayed away from the old Nova Blast freeze if it was raining, because they used to be a bit deadly. Mm. But apart from that, no, not really. Just whatever's available.
Wilco?
Yeah, it'll just depend on the weather conditions, really. I'm not, I don't sort of like set a date in my calendar where I think I'm going to get my summer shoes out or anything like that. I just, it just depends on the conditions.
Running your flip flops.
Yeah, my espadrilles.
I've got two more questions. It's like you're being interrogated tonight, isn't it? Hayden, did you get any tips from a friend of ours that works at a large distribution horse racing focused media outlet this week as a champion?
No. Never.
Marissa,
have done
same question to you. Did you get any racing tips from a close friend of ours, could almost say co-host as well, who works for one of the largest publications regarding like horse racing, betting, that sort of thing? Did you get any tips? Wilco, do you want to ask me the question?
Chris, did any of my colleagues at a big thing get in touch with you and give you any tips?
I can't believe you didn't give me the tip about Harry Redknapp's.
Well, you know, I'm not... He used to do a column for us, but that was before my time.
See, look, he's in with a mole, look. And he's just, he's sort his mates
out. No, I don't. It's a little bit outside my area of expertise.
Talking of area of expertise, somebody in the Facebook group today, and if you're not part of the Facebook group, it's free to join, get involved. And I appreciate Facebook's not for everybody, but somebody in the Facebook group spoke about golf today. Marissa, do you do golfing?
No.
Hayden, do you do golfing?
I am saving it.
What do you mean, saving it? For when you're too old to run?
Exactly that. There you go. Look, you're not as silly as you look, are you? You're bang on the money there.
Okay, well, that's good, because to be honest, he's got the space to put an 18-hole golf course in after he's done the extension to close the M25 this weekend. Wilco, I know you're a man who...
We've had a game. We've played golf together.
Partakes. So do we think... again, it's totally off topic, but do we think this is a good... I think it's a good idea. I think we should actually like hire a place.
Hayden's what, have a golf day?
And have a golf day. And even if you don't play, I just think it'd be hilarious. Us lot turn up. What do you think, Marissa?
I think we should go away and do it and play carry
on. Oh, no.
Yeah, let's go away.
Where? Any particular resort?
Florida? Oh, I'm really not bothered. Anywhere.
Just take me. As long as it's got sun and sangria, she's there.
Oh, and a golf course. And a karaoke course. Bar.
look, they're already lining up. Look, Sue, hubby will play. So they're all on. So we need to create the 40 runs golf day. We'll get Skechers to sponsor it because they make golf shoes.
Somebody said that Billy weren't up to much. Now he's not doing any running. Perhaps he could do it.
I wouldn't want Bill to organise anything, because basically all it would involve is being in the bar. That's all it would be. That is all it would be. Right, okay, look, let's get back to running, because this is a world-renowned running podcast, okay? Now, on a serious point, I think we've got about, and I might be wrong, but about 3 weeks, 4 weeks to the Brighton Marathon. Is that about right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. It's first week in April. After Easter, isn't it? Yeah, about 3 weeks.
And... for the guys and girls in the UK, I appreciate we're like biggest podcast in the Philippines, Singapore, and, you know, just giving the keys to Malta. But in the UK, the sort of marathon season, and I would say then the half marathon season is that's already sort of gaining traction. I know you're doing one this weekend, Wilco, and it sort of crescends, doesn't it? Because then you've got London landmarks and they start coming at you thick and fast, the halves. But the marathon season, spring marathon season, is starting to kick off. I know we've got Boston out. Oh, that was my other question. I'll come back to it. But we've got Boston out in the US as well coming up. And, by the way, did you see the Boston, because Hayden's done the Boston Marathon. Marissa's not done it. And I don't want to get in trouble mentioning it. But Wilco, as an outsider, did you see that the Boston Marathon medals changed this year and they put the sponsor on it? Apparently that's caused a bit of a hoo-ha. Did you, oh, Hayden, you're really? Nodding.
Yeah, it's a massive hoo-ha. So they've gone to, I think, Bank of America a long time ago used to sponsor the Boston Marathon, and there was a bit of a bust up or something happened, and they almost like said, we're never going back sort of thing. But this year they're back and they've got the Bank of America on the medal, and there is a lot of, Boston is one of them marathons that is so much history behind it, and you've got people, it means so much to them. And there's a real big stink about it at the moment.
Yeah, they still do the Chicago Marathon as well?
Chicago,
yeah. Still do Chicago.
They've basically plastered it, slap bang on the front of it. like, it's like you've got the horsey thing and all that. and then bosh, have some of that. Bank of America. What is it? Hey, what is it? It's on my hat.
Unicorn.
Huh?
It's a unicorn.
Oh, whatever it is. Awesome thing. And they go, bosh, have some of that. Bank of America, lovely chap. And apparently it's caused the right, do, you know, 2 and 8.
Well, I wouldn't be bothered.
I know you wouldn't be bothered. We know
that. You wouldn't be bothered either. We'd
would you be
fine.
Bothered if it was wooden?
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Sure? Because then you have done Boston and you have got your 6-star.
No wood. No wood. That's just rude.
Yeah, I
just
know
rude.
Yeah, I know it is. Okay. Right, last question, because then I will get back to where I sort of deviated from. Anybody gone in for the New York marathon ballot? Because I know that's up and running. Hayden's
no,
there.
I
no
haven't.
Denial up there. Look, there's no denial from Frodo. No,
not me.
How does it's be serious? Is there a flight from Middle Earth to New York?
Being serious, did you start that question with the word being serious? Honestly,
does anybody know how if you could fly from Middle Earth to New York? It's a serious question. I'm just putting it out there. And do you get cheap flights because you're kids? Anyway, okay. Well, I was on Brighton, wasn't I? So Brighton's 4 weeks away, and these half
3 weeks away.
Yeah, 3 weeks away. And you're probably at that stage, like I alluded to at the start, where if you're doing a half marathon, maybe you're going 10, 11 miles, and that's something like you're just like, oh, Jesus, how am I going to do this? And if you're like somebody earlier was saying they're like hitting, what was it, 36 or something kilometers?
32K, yeah, I think something.
32, which is 20 miles this weekend. It can be quite a daunting thing. It is the one thing I think that a lot of people dread in, and I'm not sure why, I'll come on to that, dread in the training plans. It's those big miles that can. They can genuinely overwhelm you. Oh, I didn't get my 20 mile done because I don't know, I ran his knee or whatever it is. And this is the thing, and I totally appreciate as somebody who's been, you know, along that journey, that you do start to freak out at this time if you don't get those big miles done. So we're going to go through a little bit of that now. Now, Wilco, when you look at your sort of marathon journey or half marathon journey, because, okay, it's relevant for both.
Yeah.
Did you, when you started out doing this sort of endurance-based running, did you fear the distance that was coming in the plan?
Not really. I think the best... I always try to not look too far forward to, you know, worry about it too much. I think that's a... It's, you can do it... The thing is, you can do it physically. This is a... It's a 95% mental thing when it comes to doing the long runs, that you can do them. So I didn't really... Yeah, I didn't worry about it too much. And now I've just got, I think the more, it's like anything, the more you do them, the more you learn along the way and you just find what suits you and what works for you. And I think that's just got to be the key and not worry about them too much.
Marissa?
Well, I was meant to be doing 20 miles on Sunday for China, but I've just said, I'll just do whatever. I just think... Sometimes you can put too much pressure on yourself.
Hang on. Go back. For what?
For China.
For what? China, you're doing?
The marathon.
Great the Wall. Chinese marathon.
Great Wall.
It's Great Wall of China.
Do you want to tell the viewers about that?
No, not really.
I think you should because, listen, you've got to understand, we've got a massive, massive following in China, right?
Oh, have you? Okay. Yeah,
like huge, right? So they'd be really interested to know about the Chinese Great Wall Marathon. Firstly, why have you signed up? Secondly, how do you sign up and all that sort of stuff? And obviously, you're running along the Great Wall. We know that. But why on earth do that?
Okay. So ever since I was little, I've always wanted to go to the Great Wall of China.
It's not very good. I've been there.
Well, it will be good when I'm there, obviously, because I'm there. So
no, I'm just saying, it's a load of toot. I turned up, that's right. We bowled out, and this was before, like, this was back in, like, they're still serving you, like, all that stuff in the streets. They just built the nest for the Olympics, right?
Christ, where's this going to go?
And I tell you what, the geezer, you had to give the geezer in the taxi, like, a letter and say, like, take me to McDonald's, yeah? And he didn't have a Scooby, and you're walking the street, it's a bit lively, like, and it, you know, the bamboo and all that sort of stuff, right? So he was blinded, right? But I tell you what, that Great Wall, we got on his taxi, or was it a coach thing? What, I can't remember. Got there, it's bloody freezing, and all it was people selling you tut.
And you got on the wall and it was a bit broken, a bit messed up. And you went up there and went, is that it? And it was literally just people, they'd put like Sony like signs on it and like TV screens on it. And it was just like, what's this all about? It was a complete waste of time. Like, I stood on it and went, oh, that's brilliant, that. But as the geezer's trying to sell me a, like, I don't know, whatever it was an absolute waste of time. Anyway, you're going to have a great time. Carry on.
So, until I started running, I was just going there. And then I started running and decided I would do a marathon on the Great Wall. So I've signed up for this year. I'm doing it on my birthday when people are going to Extreme Park Run. So I'm missing that to go and do the Great Wall. Yeah, and that's it.
Question on that. Hmm? Is the whole 26.2 miles on the wall?
Yeah.
They start you on the wall and you finish on the wall?
Yeah.
Is it an out and back?
No. No. So you start at one point and then finish at another and they'll collect you and take you back to the hotel.
And then sell you some stuff.
Yeah, I don't mind a bit of I'm taking my own flag, so I'll put my flag up as well.
I don't know if I've got it here, the stuff I got from the Great Wall.
Maybe.
Might have it somewhere. Wilco, is that interesting for you?
Well, I'd go to the Great Wall of China, but I don't know if I'd want to run 26 miles along it.
Your knees wouldn't take it, would they? Let's be honest.
Nah, too old.
Actually, to be fair, you're probably as old as the Great Wall of China. Right, so Marissa, you're meant to be doing 20 miles this weekend, but you're not. Why?
Only because I've decided not to put too much pressure on myself. The Great Wall is not a flat marathon, so it's up, down, upstairs. So I've decided to just do what I want to do and do a bit more Stairmaster in the gym.
Now, that's an interesting point.
A bit more strength training, yeah.
I like that. That's a really good way to go with this. So you're, and this is a good message to give out to people, you're not actually focused on the psychological benefit, let's say, of getting that distance done.
No.
You're more interested in doing something that you feel will actually have a net benefit. Is that a fair way of saying it?
100%. So my daughter is my trainer and literally she is beasting me in the gym 3-4 times a week. Oh my gosh, she's killing me. She's literally killing me. But I know when I get to China, I'll be the strongest I've been for ages. Yeah, I might not be as quick running, but the stairs and stuff will be absolutely fine.
Go on, Wilco.
Can I just ask Marissa something about this?
Yeah.
Now, you said, you know, you're not worried about getting a distance and all that sort of thing. Do you think that's because you've done so many marathons and you know you can do it? Because I really felt when I did my first half, particularly, I thought, I'm going to do a training run and I'm going to do 13 miles just before, just to make sure that I can get the trip sort of psychologically. So I wondered whether the fact that you're not doing your 20 miler is based more on the experience that you know that you can get the distance and you know that you're able to do it psychologically. So it's better to concentrate on other things, the unique conditions of this particular race.
Yeah, and I also think it's not a normal marathon. It's not like going to run Manchester or London. It's just not what normal people do. Okay, it's not what normal people do. So I just think if I get worked up like I do normally with my training, it's not going to benefit me whatsoever. So I can do the distance. So
yeah, we know that. We know you can drill that out. Hayden, do you find that doing the let's say these bigger miles gives you a psychological boost?
If I'm totally honest, probably not. I think the boost I get from is knowing I'm ticking another run off the plan. But if we go back to like when you're talking about originally about your first ones, when you're first getting up there and having that feeling of dread and fear, for me, it was the other way. It was progression to actually see. When I looked at my plan, I saw 18, 20 miles. And when you're working your way up to that 16 miles, 10 miles, for me, it's always about that next step, that next progression. I'm excited about it, thinking, oh my God, I've done 18 miles today. I'm thinking, I'm excited about it in 2 weeks' time, I'm going to do 20 miles. For me, I had that sort of psyche rather than thinking, oh God, I've got that, I've got 20 miles here, I've got 18 miles there. I'm always getting more excited about the accomplishment of it. I've always had this thing with running and I don't know, I actually got a tattoo on my arm of it actually. And I've always gone by this thing about being fearless. I just feel you have to be fearless. The minute you let fear get into you, minute you let worry and doubt get into you, that can just be so powerful and have no relevance to your fitness, your ability, or anything else. It would just undermine everything you've done. You just have to get that psychological thing out of the way.
I think going along with that is that we talk about positive thinking and all that all the time. Now, positive thinking won't get you through on its own, but you can't do it without the positive thinking. If you're the worst thing you can do on your long run is go out and then say, I'll never be able to do this. I can't do this. I can't run that far. Because if you tell yourself that, you just set yourself off on the wrong way and you're not going to do it. So being fearless is, I remember when someone said about a marathon that you shouldn't fear the distance in a marathon, but you should respect it. You should respect the distances that you're going to run. But don't worry about them. Don't get het up about, oh, God, I've got to do this. Everything's got to go perfectly. If you're going along and you're not feeling it, you know, turn around, do another bit. You know, be adaptable. Think about, oh, God, I've got that horrible, that horrible hill coming. Oh, do you know what? I'll sack that off today and I'll go the other way. And just be flexible when you're out on your run.
Absolutely. Reason I point you, Wilco, because that's a really good point. And I must apologise. Hayden, while he was talking, reminded me that I've not got my gels out. So I'll sort that out in the next question. The point is what you say is bang on, adaptable, right? Because I'm going to give a shout out, Debs, if you're listening. I don't know if you watch this live or you're listening to this as you do your 20 miler tomorrow. She said, runner's knee, right? Which I personally dismiss because I tend to think that's just physios going, we don't really know what it is, but your knees are in. Do these exercises. But I do think that what she's got to do this weekend, because she's got Brighton Marathon, and I spoke to her today and I said, let's just adapt what you're going to do. So she's doing that Essex thing around the airfield, you know, the one where where people go to do the 20 miles, which is great. So she's going to go out there and go and do two laps, let's say 13 miles. See how she is. And then she will adapt her run as she goes along. If she feels that she's in a position where she's going to go up to 16 miles, she's going to go 16 miles. And I said to her, look, if you feel good at 16, you might be better off finishing at 16 and go, you know what? Lovely job. I just absolutely smashed that 16 miles. You're going to feel so much better from a better 16 miles than trying to go out and slog out 20 and then go and do a nice little recovery run on a Sunday. Mm. You'll get the same, if not better, benefit, right? But what she's done, or I've told her to do, is adapt based on how she's feeling. So she's got to be adaptable. And it's the same message to all of you. You don't, just because it says you've got to do 20 miles on your plan, or if you're doing a half training, it says you've got to do.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
I don't know, 14 miles. You don't necessarily have to do that. Adapt. And do something that will be more tailored towards you.
Can I just come in here? This is exactly what I'm doing this week. I mean, I'm training for Leeds in the middle of May and I'm halfway through the plan. This is and this will be my fifth marathon. So rather than follow a plan, I've sort of devised my own, and I was going to be down for 16 miles this Sunday. And then suddenly last week up popped, it's the Colchester Half Marathon. Now, I was facing the prospect of, oh, what route shall I do? I'm going to be out on my own and all that. And then I discovered that there's a 13-mile race, 3 miles less than I'm going to have to do. It's got a 2-mile hill in it, which I've got to run when I go to Leeds. I've got a 2-mile hill, you know. And I thought, it's going to be better for me mentally. I'm going to be able to get out and be in a race atmosphere. I'm going to have a better time. I'm going to enjoy it. And I'm not going to lose anything by not doing those particular 3 miles, which is why I can't get my head around. And lots of people do it and they say, oh, yeah, well, I'm going to do a half marathon, but I've got 16 miles on my plan. So I'm going to do 2 miles before I start and 1 mile before I finish to add on the end.
Go hard on the half. Look, I'm going to move on because I just want to thank everybody, by the way, who's joining us live. I really appreciate it. We've had loads of comments, loads of questions. There's a lot of love for the 40 Runs Golf Day. I think that's great. Gavin's asked, no running since calf injury at the end of Jan, but ready to get going again. Any advice how to attack the next few weeks, maximize training? Just go slowly and don't push. Don't push at all. Don't ever try and catch up miles. I appreciate it. People get injured through. I've got a slight niggle on my left quad muscle at the moment that I'm having to deal with. I've reduced my mileage this week. So just go with the flow. Listen to your body and don't push and don't try and catch up mileage. Someone was saying about the Lloyd's horse. Looks like the one on the Boston thing.
Definitely. Can we read out Carl's message? That's Carl. He listens in every week. Top man, he's got on the back of his 6 minute plus PB at the Chattanooga half. We talked about this before. He's now signed up for his first full marathon, December 15th, in Huntsville, Alabama.
Let's go.
Best races. He does the best races.
He's got the best life.
Have they got karaoke?
They got a golf course.
And if they got a golf course, karaoke and a golf course, then we're there. This is right. See, look, Bill's saying, I'm off of 28. Bill's off for 28 and the captain and Fletch off scratch. Pete, just coming to you because I want to carry on with it. Shoe questions, jumping on a Monday. I'm live at 8 o'clock on a Monday on the Bite Size, which I brilliantly played the intro to this morning, this afternoon when we came live, whenever it was. Just a little treat for you all. Join me live at 8 o'clock on Monday and I'll answer all your questions. I'm going to be letting you all into some secrets about the Adidas Pro 4 on Monday, which I got told, which I probably will get shot for saying. But I don't care because I'm not under embargo on that one. So crack on. So join me on Monday and I will answer that. Okay, right. So I've got 10 tips, right? But what we're going to do is it's like, have you ever played the game True or False, Marissa?
Yeah.
Why'd you say that with a slight, like you've played a dodgy version of it?
Why would you say that?
It's just the look you gave me.
I can't help my face.
Wilco, there's no point asking Wilco because he's like does all the betting and stuff, so you can't argue like poker face. Frodo, have you ever played Truth or Dare?
Oh, it's gone now from True or False to Truth or Dare.
True or False? Let's go back to True or False.
I'll play both. Bring them
all right. We're going to practice this, okay? True or False, Hayden, right? Are they rerouting the M25 this weekend for your extension? True or False?
False.
See, he's not very. Look, you can tell he's lying. Look at his face. You can tell he's lying. Wilco, that is true, as we know, isn't it? It's on TikTok, so it must be happening. Okay, so I'm going to go round and I'm going to ask you these 10 tips and whether you believe they're true or false and try and add some value to the 250,000 people that are listening to this. Okay, so make sure. Why are you laughing? And all my friends in China who I've probably just upset. Okay, right. Wilco.
Yes.
Number one. The reason I've come to you for this one is start slow and gradually increase your mileage. And remember, I've thought about these. Gradually increase your mileage to prevent injury and build endurance. True or false?
I believe that's to be true.
Why?
Because training is a natural progression. You go up the graph and then you ease off towards the end when it comes to your mileage. It'll increase your confidence as you go on. You've got more chance of completing next week if you do well the week before. It's a natural progression. So I would suggest that is the right way to go.
Hayden, if you go up too quickly in your mileage, what happens to you?
Get injured. Real, real simple. Whatever that injury might be, it could be anything, but you do get injured and you also face a bit more heavy fatigue.
Yeah. Yeah, I think mentally. Oh, that's another thing I'll just interject with. I appreciate that probably a lot of people out there are getting trained for halves or marathons at the moment. They might be feeling absolutely cream crackered. It yeah. is that stage. Yeah, everyone's nodding. It is that stage. You know, you've been at it for over 8 weeks, 10 weeks, some of you. You've been hitting it hard. Just remember, marathon training, half marathon training, if you've never done that, or it's hard for anybody, okay? You're doing endurance-based events. You're doing endurance-based workouts. You're doing speed sessions. It's hard physically and mentally what you're doing to your body, all right? Give yourself a break. Understand that it's totally natural what you're going for. Yes, Wilco?
This is also where the community and your satellite groups and all that come in handy, because you will be talking to people and you'll see them and you will realize that you're not the only person going through all this. Everybody else is. So it's always good to reach out if you feel that, you know, you don't know where you're going and you're knackered all the time. And, you know, particularly sort of like weeks, you know, where we'll talk, you know, for the sake of it, we'll talk about marathon. Like, I'm finding I'm in week 8 now. I know week 8 to 12 is going to be a pig. It just is. And everybody goes through it. Everybody feels the same. So just reach out and just ask people and just collate their stories as well. You know, it will help.
Marissa. True or false, hydrate well before, during, and after your run to stay hydrated and energised?
Well, to a certain extent, yeah, but you don't want to hydrate too much just before your run, because you're running on, like, loads of fluid in your belly. I wouldn't. Mm. I would hydrate, like, up to a couple of days before and then just hydrate as normal as you're running. You wouldn't over-hydrate while you're running. But after, go to the pub, get a beer, because it's really good for the carbs.
Yeah, I think Sabrina had this, didn't she? Admin, I think she spoke about it before. She when she did London, she drank too much water.
Loads of people do it.
Yeah.
They think they need to be hydrated, but you don't, not on that morning, you don't need to drink a litre of water before you start running.
Yeah, that's what happened to me at Edinburgh. I got a stitch because I drank too much. I don't know, I was an idiot. I just drank too much water.
I saw a good bit of advice as well, that not to drink anything that an hour in the hour before you go out on your long run or in your race, because you're just inviting toilet issues.
That's what I tend to do. I about 45 minutes beforehand. Unless I'm absolutely gasping, I'll have like a mouthful. But other than that, I won't. It's important to be hydrated.
Yeah.
But make sure you're hydrated before you start
the
race.
It's better to do it a couple of days before. So if you're doing London, say on Sunday, Wednesday, Thursday, really increase your fluids. And then
and electrolytes.
Friday, Saturday. Yeah, because it's in your body then. And yeah.
I've got a question for you, Chris. So we're talking about the 20-miler, not specifically about marathons. So talking about that drinking and hydration, would you do it differently for your 20-miler as you would marathon day, or would you treat the two exactly the same?
I treat it exactly the same. I'm very, very particular in what I do. Like last weekend, I pretty much wore, to a degree, you know, carbon-plated shoes, same pair of socks-ish. That I'll be wearing on race day, half tight, same gels that I'm going to be taking. I took them exactly the same point in which I would take them on race day. I drank electrolyte drinks at the same times that they're on the course at the London Marathon. That's how much detail I go into. So if you're doing London, Lucozade Sports on course. Okay. So I will take an electrolyte drink when I'm doing my 20 miles, my 16 miles, my 18 miles, exactly the same points at which I will come through them in London. That's how anal I am in terms of what I'm doing. So I'm totally mimicking. I'll have the same breakfast. Watch, might be this week's vlog or next week's vlog. One of them, I literally go through what I do in the day before day in the morning. And I won't change it and I won't deviate. And I'll do the same for half as well. I won't deviate. So that's to answer your question. No, I do. I mean, yes, I do exactly the same. I don't do. The only time I will deviate is if I'm putting a higher effort in. So for example, if I was doing a race, then I'll fuel earlier. In a half marathon. So instead of going at 4 miles to take a gel on, I'll take that at maybe 3, 3.5, because it's a push effort. So I'm going quicker. It's going to be over quicker, but I need them in me quicker. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, Hayden, making sure you wear the proper running shoes that cater to a specific foot type and running style. So how important for the long run, because it's long run focused, is the correct footwear?
Yeah, but I would argue the correct footwear should be at every single run, whether that's from 5K to marathon. Mm-hmm. If you're asking me sort of indirectly, should you wear your same shoes you're maybe going to wear on marathon down the long run, or the same style of shoe? Again, I think it would depend on what your session is. So with me, I've got a 20-miler Sunday, and mine's a complete mixed pace. Well, I've got predominantly easier pace in it. So I'm going to wear a trainer that's more focused, that I like to wear my easier runs. I won't wear a carbon-plated shoe on Sunday. Although come marathon day, I will wear a carbon-plated shoe. Mm. If I was going to treat this Sunday as my last 20-miler, which I've got coming up in about 3 weeks' time, I possibly will wear my carbon-plated shoe, like yourself, to replicate race day, because I'm going to try and hit them more target marathon-paced miles. I want to see if I can. But this Sunday coming, I've got a 20-miler. I think I've got a lot of it in easier pace, and because of that, I'm going to have no benefit from wearing a carbon-plated shoe. I just fancy to put extra pressure on my body. So I want to wear that more easier ride shoe. Just to give you that.
Fair enough. Comfort. I'm going to do the same. I'm going, I'm not going to wear a plated shoe tomorrow. Right, next one. Actually, I'm going to go over to Marissa for this one, because have you been to China before?
No.
The food's a bit mucky. You know that, didn't you? Now, I'm not being like an idiot, but
I'm sure it's absolutely fine.
It's a bit lively. Do you know what I mean? Obviously, again, I went there like some time ago. So how are you going to like fuel your body with like snacks and stuff when you're out? I know they're going to be trying to like sell you stuff, I guess, but what are you going to do? You can't do Hayden to take your whole kit out with you.
No, I'm not taking bagels and serene bars and everything else that goes with it.
Takes a whole case full of food. He's like, you know, when start of like, yeah, I know. And it's like the start of the movie. If anyone's ever seen, not The Hobbit, but the other one, The Fellowship of the Ring. Frodo starts off with a big bag of food. That's him. I'm not joking. That is him when he goes
everywhere with it as well. He's walking around Tokyo with bagels. It's like, what are you doing?
He's got like a little satchel that goes across. Honestly, watch Lord of the Rings. You know what I'm talking about. So how are you going to incorporate? How are you going to fuel?
I'm trialing some new electrolyte like sweet things, because everyone knows I've got like stomach issues, so I have to be really careful. But I'm just trialing these new ones that come in smaller packets, and I'll just take them. But because it's not like a hard run, like say London, it's got aid stations every 5K, but that's aid good. Stations as in it's got food. So I should be fine. But I'm
what sort of food? Now I'm gonna say I've got to stop this. I'm gonna be really bad.
Yes, stop it.
I don't know what sort of food.
Everyone can read my mind.
Yeah.
That's how bad it is.
Well, I don't know what sort of food, but I'm sure it'll be absolutely fine.
I've got to move on. I could say so many things right now. Please. Okay. Wilco. Incorporate strength training exercise to improve your running form and prevent muscle fatigue for those long runs. True or false?
It sounds true, but it's something that like the vast majority of people who run, and I'd imagine the vast majority of our listeners, that I don't do enough of. Although,
but is it a true statement? True or false? Is question true or false?
I suppose it's
true. True or false?
Really sure
how you're going
to
go?
Yeah, I'll go true, but it's not something that I can. Not an opinion I can offer any sort of expertise on.
Okay.
Because I neglect it.
I might look, he's just said something about careful what you eat out there. I'll tell you a story, Marissa. I probably shouldn't say it on here. But I was with someone, they had the trots from Shanghai to Melbourne. That's a long old flight. I'm telling you now, right? They had the trots the whole way. We ate in the Hilton, right? Which you'd think it'd be like above board. And they were banging trouble for whatever it was, 13 hours or whatever it was. Just tell you. I think you can have a great time.
Picnic.
Hayden, listen to your body and take rest days. And I think that's actually, we sort of touched on that. Well, I think the key from this tip that I wrote, because I'm a hero, is about overtraining on here. And I think this is a key message, going back, being serious for a second. There is, as you move towards the end and you start hitting these bigger miles, there is a danger of overtraining. Yeah. Agree, disagree, true or false?
True.
You can't nod because it's an audio-based format.
I didn't know you were still directing at me. You asked me the question, then you went off and started talking to yourself.
Well, I have ADHD. I am allowed to do what I want.
yeah, absolutely. Of course it's true. Absolutely, there's no doubt about it. Overtraining is one of the worst things you could do, and it is something that happens to a lot of us. But I think the key to it was how you started the question, is listen to your body. Some people might need 3 days rest a week. Some people might need two. Some might need one. Some of these runners every day, they don't need that rest. It is all about, as you started that, listen to your body. And if you don't know your body because you're just starting out on your journey, then talk to others, look at plans, and get as much rest as you can. But as you progress on your running cycle and your running journey, you listen to your body and you start to know how many rest days you have and how many you need.
I think the key right now for anybody out there, as you said, is to listen to your body. It's to focus on the long run at the moment. Mm. You've done your speed work. You've done that base building phase. You've gone through that. You know, you've then whacked in the speed work. Hopefully your plan's built that into it. And you've done that phased work all the way through those 16 weeks or 12 weeks, wherever you are. If you're starting to feel that burnout, which is what we spoke about earlier, then now is the time to maybe think, okay, I'm actually going to do this session easier than it necessarily would. So it might, I don't know, you might have intervals on there. Maybe drop that down to a cheeky little tempo. You know, just ease off a little bit, but focus on the long run. You're better off having a quality long run than anything else at the moment. Okay. That's where it's going to make a big difference for you on the day. So, yeah, I would. Yes, Wilco.
We're all back to adaptability again, aren't we? That's
the
crucial thing. That particularly if you haven't got much experience, doing a marathon and doing a training plan for a marathon or a half is an intimidating thing, you know. But don't be scared to take the foot off the gas. So, and alternatively, there may be days where you think, oh, I'm feeling a bit better, you know, I could do something else. You know, be adaptable. Don't be a slave to the plan. That's what I would say.
Don't be a slave. Okay, you sort of linked to it nicely. And I think for long runs, I am somebody who benefits from this massively, okay? And that is to run with a buddy, join a group, get some support for those longer runs. Now, you may be a solo runner, but you may be able to drop in or tie up with someone. I know Sue and Amanda famously did it. Was it when Sue was doing it, like Amanda would pop out there and their two runs from her half a group would, you know, add some, jump along for some of the miles. Si did it. Tobe did it for Si for Chicago. He's the most annoying person to have do that for you, by the way, Speed Goat, because he's like full of the day of spring and he's bouncing about and you're absolutely ruined. And he's like, oh, should we go and do another 3 miles? And you're like, no, I've just done 20 and I'm dead. But to have somebody that you can literally sit on their shoulder, and that's why I love running with Ben. I could sit on his shoulder because he's quicker than me. And that's what I did with Tobe as well when Tobe's out of training. I could just sit on him and I could just basically follow them. And even if I'm not talking because it's starting to hurt, just having that person there for me, I'm like that greyhound with that thing, you know, the hair that goes out. That's like me. I just follow it like an idiot. But that provides a support for me, which I really like and I really need. Marissa, do you think that's true or false?
I think that's true.
Hayden is saying, again, Hayden's shaking his head, audio-based format. Do you think it's not true or false, Hayden? Do you think it's false?
I think it's false. I think it's a preference. I wouldn't say it necessarily would definitely help you.
You're saying it's not neither true or false?
Correct. It's a matter of opinion. I've never done a long run with anyone.
Oh, no, nor have I actually. I haven't.
One time in my life, I've done a long run with Jatila. That was about 6 weeks ago. But that aside, I don't think I've ever done a long run or a training run ever in my running career of anyone.
So you and Marissa, you now saying that you switched?
I haven't ever done it, but I see everyone like buddy. So I've just buddied up with someone to run, although he can't run. But I'm getting better mileage running with him than I do on my own because I just talk myself out of anything. So.
I love this from a Facebook user. So again, I ain't got the link. I don't know what I'm doing. It says a park run sandwich. Park run sandwiches are awesome. Now, if you don't know what that is, I'm doing one tomorrow. I'm doing a bit of a slog fest. Again, the video will be out, so whatever, right? But basically, we're sticking park run in now to effectively break up the run. But also, there's toilets of gunpowder. So we're just going to run there, have a jimmy, do park run, run out. But what you can do is you can do the first section on your Todd, right? And then you're going to get 3 miles running with people. You may know someone, you may not. Park run, such a good thing. You might end up talking to somebody because it's that good, right? So that would be amazing. Like if you can get along to park run, put park run into your long runs if you can. If you're a solo runner, because it gives you that. Wilco, you look like you want to say something.
Yeah, I think that you should try and add a. It's good to have a mixture. I think it's good that if you always get there's a slight danger. I think that if you always go out in company, you know, what happens if that person isn't there? What happens if you're not? You know, you don't want to go out, or they can't go, and things like that.
Are you reading the comments? Because I'm reading them, and I'm trying to stop myself from laughing.
That's hilarious. Yeah, you're all funny, aren't you, tonight?
What face shot was shot, Wilco? I must probably. Why is Hayden not sitting on his sofa? Is it too far up for him? He can't get on it. It's too high. he needs a lift to get on it. Sorry, Wilco. I must apologize. Now, whoever that was, can you let me know in the comments? It's brilliant.
Yeah, I just think that, you know, you don't want to be sort of like someone who always has to run with somebody, because the conditions on the part of the long run thing is trying to replicate the conditions of the day a little bit. I remember Manchester last year, just up right up until like 2 or 3 days before, on the chat group, somebody said, "I've just seen the weather forecast and it's going to rain on Sunday. I haven't run in the rain at all."
Yeah, you know. So what you're saying is it true or false? False or true? True or false?
I'm going false. I don't think you necessarily have to run with people.
You know what we needed? We needed them like placards, didn't we? You know where you hold them up and you go like
little table tennis bats.
Yeah, true or false?
Could you use the ones that I use for the air traffic control?
Yeah,
had them.
Okay, next, folks. We're running out of time, people. I think it's a good one for your long runs, Hayden. True or false? False or true? Experiment with different running routes to keep things interesting and prevent boredom.
Absolutely true, 100%.
Marissa, do you agree, disagree? True or false? False or true?
Oh, I disagree. Oh, no, or do I agree? I don't know. Oh.
Well, it's either true or false. It's either true, right, or it's false.
Neither.
What? How do you have to pick one?
I can't pick one.
You can't go up to the start of the Chinese marathon and go, I might start, I might not.
No, I might go the other way.
You start or you don't.
Yeah, I don't like experimenting that much with different routes.
I'm with you on this, actually.
Yeah.
I enjoy running. Some people go, what? I enjoy running the laps at Hartford. Because I know the laps. I don't have to focus on where I'm running. I don't get that anxiety of I'm still at 6 miles. I've got to do this until I turn. I just know that I've got to do that circuit and I've got to go at that pace or that effort. And I don't have to, I genuinely get, I get it even at lunchtime runs. I still now, even though I've done those runs millions of times, I still get the anxiety. I had it really bad on Monday about doing the distance. I just get myself into a bit of a fit and then I turn around and I'm absolutely fine. And I appreciate that. Some people might not like running new routes because they want to, you know, they get anxious or, you know, they can throw them right out. Wilco, you're nodding. So is that true or false? False.
Yeah,
true,
I mean, true. I think it's the truest thing that we've had. I think that you've got to mix things up. I think somebody mentioned on Facebook the compass runs. That's really good where you start at a central point. You go off sort of like into different directions for different distances. That works well. You've talked about laps. I did the 3 mile lap. I did an 18 miler on your free lap route the other day. And now,
hang on a minute, that's copyrighted.
Hard luck. Look, mate, I was born in Hartford in 1973, a long time before you were.
They've actually renamed the route. They've renamed the route Fouldy's Loop.
Have they?
There's a statue of me.
I think I put it was Toby's Loop on the Strava.
Toby's Loop.
But now I've got to stage. I've discovered I've got a 3 mile loop, I've got a 4 mile loop, and a 5 mile loop, and everything's divisible by that. Yeah, so it's easier to do.
It's true. Right. We've got to speed through these because I've just seen the time and Hayden's got to have his night bottle. Practice positive self-talk, right? Visualization techniques. These do help during, you've got to decide. These can help, being impartial at the moment, to stay motivated and focused on those long runs. So again, practicing self-talk visualization techniques can help on the long runs. Marissa, true or false?
True.
Hayden?
True.
Can you stop messaging people? I can see you. I can see you messaging people. You can't be doing your emails about your extension while we're live on air.
I'm messaging you, Rolly.
Sorry,
true or false?
True.
Yeah, I think we've spoken actually, to be fair, in depth about visualization and self-talk techniques. Go back. There's over 200 of these award-winning episodes. Go back because we did actually do a show on that, and I would recommend it. It's a really positive thing to do, and especially on those long runs where you're getting into those longer miles. Quick tip, just break everything down, people. I go back to what I was saying about the laps. The reason I do the laps is because I can break it down. All right, it's as simple as that. Okay. Hayden, because I know you don't do it. Don't forget to cool down a stretch after your long run to prevent the soreness and promote the recovery. True or false? Is that true or false?
That is true, but it's false you saying that I don't do it. I always have my last kilometre, 2 kilometres of cool down. So you are not telling the truth.
So you're not one of those people who like collapse at the end of the run. You've already dialed it back at mile 19 or whatever kilometre.
Absolutely correct. And that is what you are so spot on with that. If you don't, you get to 20 miles. They're the people you see when they finish and they're not feeling good. They're feeling rough. If you almost get that feeling out of the way at 19 miles and spend that last mile really coming down, you will not feel that end result as bad.
So what are you saying? Is it true or false?
I am saying it is true. You should cool down.
Yeah. I give you some context. Tomorrow, 20 miles for me. On the way back, we're going to be at target goal pace down the river. It's about 6 or 7 miles. But there is a point at which we turn off the river, right? At that point, we take the accelerator off, and then the last mile is, or well, whatever it is cooled down. Where I have a point already in my mind on the planned route that I know that we will turn basically the afterburners off and we'll go into cool down mode. And it will slowly but surely decrease in terms of pace, in terms of effort. So it gets that point to where we're walking effectively home and we're done. So there's that cool down element in there. I plan it into my route. If you watch the video coming out on the 20 mile, we did my fastest 20 mile again, hit 19 miles again, went back into cool down mode. It was like the hardest mile ever because I'd really pushed it and my legs were like, you can do one, mate. But I did deliberately do a cool down and it really helped me because I had to go back out again on Monday. So that was true. Last one. Can you believe we've got through this? Oh, guess what I've done?
What?
I missed one out earlier on and that was the last one. What a hero I am. Complete cock up as always. So, do you, out of 10, how would you rate my sort of true or false game, Marissa, out of 10?
Oh, 10, oh, obviously.
Hero. Wilco?
11.
11. Oh, Hayden?
I'm going to go 8.75.
8.75. Okay, slightly low. Oh, that's because, guess what? That's the size of shirt he buys in Baby Gap. Right, okay. So that was, believe it or not, an hour of award-winning value-added content from 40 Runs. You're welcome, by the way. Make sure you all leave us a review. I want you to stop. If you're watching this live, I want you firstly to make sure you're all subscribed to this YouTube channel. Then I want you to go over to iTunes or Spotify. You have to do it immediately. Right. If you're in Malta, it's in the constitution, it's in the law. Right. And you have to leave us a positive review. Say that you really enjoyed the true or false game and you'd like to see it return. And Hayden may actually be sitting on his sofa if he can get someone to put him on there. Okay. Right. We are back live next week. We've got an unbelievable show next week. We've got Monica, the osteo. So if your leg's hanging off, if your head doesn't sit the right way, okay, if your hands are big and your feet are hairy because you're from Middle Earth, this is the show for you next week. Monica can fix everything. All right. She's live on here next week, 7 o'clock. Get your questions ready. She's going to light you up, like I said, like a Christmas tree. Thank you to every single person who has tuned in live tonight and left us questions and comments. I apologize now that Hayden did such a bad job of not reading any of them out. He had one job tonight, and that was to do that. I apologize now on his behalf. Hey, do you want to apologize?
It wasn't my job.
It was your job. And so he can only apologize. But we honestly, hand on heart, serious for a minute, we really genuinely appreciate it. The show doesn't work without you tuning in live, okay? Thank you very much for doing that. Marissa, thank you very much for joining us lastminute.com. Thank you very much for doing that. Good luck in China. Random. Wilco, thanks again for all the tips this week and all the money that we made on the back of them.
You don't need any money.
No, I know someone who doesn't. Hashtag M25 closed. I'm back Monday live, 8 o'clock, answering all your shoe questions. You want to talk about running shoes? You want to talk about running kit? You just want to ask me some stupid questions? I'm there for you, 8 o'clock on Monday, and I will be giving you some information on the Adidas Pro 4 because you've all been asking me about it. And I'm also going to be telling you about another shoe that's probably the most highly anticipated shoe of the year. I've got some news on that as well. So make sure you tune in for that on Monday as well. Thank you to everybody. We love you all. Get over there. Leave those reviews. Hayden, what's the chance of me playing the correct outro?
8.75 out of 10.
8.75. Bye, everybody.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to Quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.